If a person owns 500 acres, how much land would that be? You might say
that's a large plot of land.
Or you might say, what's another term that might mean large?
Enormous body of land.
Or something you might use in slang. That's a right part, might you say. That's a...
whale of a lot of land.
I've heard you use this term before. That's a... if it's a lot of money, you'd say that's a right... smart...
it's a right smart land.
Like you'd say a right smart amount, wouldn't you? Haven't you used that before?
Yeah.
Right smart amount. Let's see. When something shocking is reported, and it perhaps is attributed to you, you might show a kind of polite resentment by saying, why the... my goodness, why the... or if you had a thought that was new, means the same thing. You say, I had a...
just can't get with you.
Well, if you had a thought, when you read the comic strip, there's a little thing up there and they put a light bulb in it and it means that they have a
bright idea.
So you might say, why the
bright idea?
Or help the idea. If you meet someone, when a friend says good morning, what might you ask him in return?
How are you?
If you said you had a real intimate friend, well, how would you say that? Instead of saying, how are you, you might say, what? Any differently? Would you say it any differently?
Well, I don't know.
You say, how you doing? Would you say that or
yes,
anything else?
That is a more common way. You just said, how are you doing?
When you're introduced to a stranger, how would you say it? I mean, if they said, this is Miss Shackelford, this is Mr. Jackson, you'd say, well,
how do you do?
If you'd enjoyed someone's visit, you might say,
be happy for you to come again.
And then when you see someone right before Christmas, you might say, what?
I hope Santa Claus comes to see
you. Well, what else might you say? And it's always on Christmas cards.
Merry Christmas. You and yours.
Have you ever heard of another kind of Christmas greeting that sometimes people use? They shout it out. It means they want a Christmas present.
Christmas gift.
Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear it much now?
No, I don't hear it much now.
Was it Christmas gift or Christmas give?
It was Christmas gift. Whoever got it first, you had to give them something, was it?
Christmas give?
G-I-F-T.
Oh, gift. When you ran the first of the year, what would you say instead of?
Happy New Year.
Right. If you're not sure whether you have time or not to do something, you might say, if you were not sure whether you will have time or not, you'd say, I'll have time.
I better not do that.
Or you say, if you perhaps will have time, you say, I
might do that.
I have to go downtown to do some, what? You go downtown. I have to go downtown and do some
shopping.
You've made a purchase and the storekeeper takes a piece of paper and he does what? What you're buying.
He